For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The University of Missouri announced today that it will be postponing Family Weekend due to concerns about the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Bill Stackman, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, said in a release that having the event would, quote, run counter to university policies and procedures aimed at preventing the spread of COVID-19. And he added that they are hoping to reschedule the event for the spring semester. A group of black farmers say Monsanto's nearly $11 billion settlement of Roundup-related lawsuits earlier this summer wasn't enough. As Corinne Ruff reports, a lawsuit filed on Wednesday in a Missouri federal court calls for the ag giant to stop selling the weed killer.
Black farmers matter.
Attorneys, farmers, and activists gathered outside Bayer's Creve Coeur office to voice their support for a lawsuit that urges more relief for black farmers who used Roundup. St. Louis County NAACP President John Bowman says it's a social justice issue.
Black farmers have been trapped into using a dangerous product, and they are paying for it with their economic freedom, their health, and in some cases, their lives.
Earlier this summer, Bayer agreed to settle about 100,000 lawsuits claiming Roundup caused people cancer. The company said in a statement, claims that black farmers were treated differently in that process are false. It also said the latest lawsuit has no basis and that its products are safe. I'm Corinne Ruff.
A Washington University spit test for the coronavirus has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced FDA approval for the test yesterday, and the St. Louis area university has partnered with biotechnology company Fluidigm to make the test. People can collect their own samples by spitting into tubes, sparing healthcare workers from the need to swab deep in people's noses. Meanwhile, Missouri State Health Director says he won't follow new guidance from U.S. health officials against testing people who have been in close contact with infected people. Both Governor Mike Parson and State Auditor Nicole Calloway visited Columbia yesterday, each focusing on different issues. The Columbia Missourian reports that Calloway announced her plan to fight COVID-19 in the state, and her plan will focus on protecting public health and providing economic relief. Meanwhile, Parson visited the city to talk about advancements in telemedicine with MU healthcare leaders, including UM Chancellor and System President Moon Choi. Parson and Calloway both discussed mask mandates, with Parson saying that mask usage should be encouraged but not required, and Calloway saying that she would implement a statewide mask mandate based on models of nearby states to contain the virus if elected governor. Missouri's health department is reporting a record number of new coronavirus cases, with the daily count topping 1,500 for the first time. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services online dashboard showed 1,512 new cases of COVID-19 today. That topped the previous record of 1,449 cases set just one day earlier. The state also reported one additional death, bringing the total to 1,450 since the pandemic began, and the total number of infections statewide is currently 79,574. The number of new confirmed cases has risen sharply in the 2 months since the state reopened for business. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.